Southern J Mobility Landscape of the Ribeira, the Iguape Valley. By Enrique de Sena, Kozlowski and Rafael Cortelletti. Abstract.
In this paper, we discuss the Southern J occupation of the Ribeira, the Iguape Valley in Adrianópolis, Paraná, Brazil, located between the states of Paraná and São Paulo. One of the few valleys in southern Brazil that connects the sea to the hinterland and which was occupied by many different cultures such as hunter-gatherers, shell mound builders, Jay and Tupi Guarani ceramics producing groups. These characteristics of long periods of occupation by different groups of people and geographical location provide the possibility of studying human mobility and its relation to the landscape. The analysis of lithics and ceramics found in two sites, Margem 1 and Margem 2, dated between 1304 calibrated CE, Common Era, and 1440 calibrated CE, has raised specific questions about the mobility of J groups in the Ribeira, the Iguape Valley. It was inferred that the Margem 2 site could have been used as a residential area, due to the large amount of ceramic fragments, more than 5,000, and lithic artifacts. Meanwhile, the Margem 1 site was interpreted as an area of specific tasks such as the production of ceramic vessels due to the discovery of more than 20 fire pits and several clay nodules. The analysis of the lithic artifacts identified a preferential choice of the raw material for tool production and was able to identify the transport of the raw material along the valley, especially from the lower portion of the river where a source of chert is known. It was also possible to verify conservation strategies such as maintenance and recycling of tools. These analytical results suggested that the site area was a convergence point in the landscape and therefore could help to understand the mobility of Southern J groups. To test this hypothesis, we applied a spatial model of mobility using Geographic Information Systems, GIS. To calculate routes and the energetic cost of movement in the landscape using hydrological tools. In the archaeological literature, this type of model is commonly used to assess the mobility of groups in relation to monumental sites such as mounds and enclosure complexes, but it can be used in relation to a residential site as well. The final model resulted in the definition of a series of routes and six different mobility areas. These areas were defined using GIS watershed tools, but refer not to water drainage but rather to movement within the landscape. Within the model, we can visualize which are the most likely routes to take when going to the Margem 2 site from different portions of the valley. Using the hydrology tools to define routes made it also possible to classify the routes in a hierarchy, and by doing so we were able to define five main routes that concentrate the greatest amount of movement in direction to the Margem 2 site. One of the nodal points that connects two of these main routes coincided with the exact location of an important protege funerary site, indicating that the site location might be related to its position within the movement network of the valley. This study has demonstrated the viability and advantages of employing spatial modeling in the interpretation of the archaeological landscape, highlighting the mutual relations between the physiographic, social, political, and symbolical aspects that together make up the landscape.
Keywords:
mobility, Southern J, Ribeira, the Iguape Valley, Geographic Information Systems, GIS, Yirara, Takara Tradition, Brazil.
Figures:
Figure 1. Ribeira, the Iguape River Drainage Basin Elevation Map. Sources: NASA JPL, ANA. Author: Enrique de Sena, Kozlowski. Figure 2. Site Location Cartogram. Author: Enrique de Sena, Kozlowski. Sources: ESRI. Figure 3. Calibrated dates in OxCal version 4.3.2 for the studied sites. Sources: OxCal version 4.3.2, R:5SH Cal 13, Southern Hemisphere Calibration, Atmospheric Curve. Author: Enrique de Sena, Kozlowski. Figure 4. Partial view of the north side of the Margem 1 site. Photo by Preservar. Figure 5. View of the Margem 2 site. Photo by Preservar. Figure 6. Energetic cost surface for movement. Source: NASA JPL. Author: Enrique de Sena, Kozlowski. Figure 7. 3D view of the accumulated cost landscape. Author, Enrique De Sena, Kozlowski. Figure 8. Mobility Basins Model. Source, NASA JTL. Author, Enrique De Sena, Kozlowski. Figure 9. Mobility Basins Model, Moho dos Anjos Site. Source, NASA JTL. Author, Enrique De Sena, Kozlowski.
Tables.
Table 1. Dates for the studied sites. Table 2. Reclassification values of the study area hydrography.